Topic today is a kippah, yarmulke, skullcap, a beanie, whatever you want to call it, what the source is, and with that in mind, you should understand all sorts of other issues that people ask. She asked me about how big it has to be, what material it should be made of. So, in order to understand that, we'll look at a few basic sources. What might be the source of it is different views, and all the tshuvos, cite these sources, and they'll go, as the Gemara in Kiddushin says this, the Gemara in Shabbos says that. So you have to see all those so you can be conversant in it, and after we see those, everything else will fly much faster because you know the basic terminology. There's a famous joke of a Talmud who asks his Rebbe, how do you know, what's the source for a kippah? And he says, well, the Pasuk tells us, Vayetze Yaakov. Do you think Yaakov Avinu would have gone out without a kippah? But Yelech Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu, would he walk around without a kippah? Gebalt. So, okay. Let's see. Hopefully, the story is a little bit better. Two of the sources we saw last week regarding the talus, because we discussed putting the talus over your head. So, again, the first one, Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Kavtet, tells us that Rav Chista, Mishtabech, Rav Chista, Rav Huna, and Rav Hamnuna, Rav Chista would praise Rav Hamnuna, Rav Huna, telling him he's a great man. Adam Galuhu. He says, okay. Bring him to me. He saw him, he didn't have his head covered. I'm really, my time will over is the sudra. Why don't you have your head covered? I'm really, I'm not married. He turned his face away. Don't look at me or I won't look at you until you're married. If you're 20 years old and you didn't get married, then you spend all your days in sin, because how can you deal with all those thoughts in your head? You're thinking about sin. So, he didn't want to see the face of a Rasha, and therefore he wouldn't look at this person and cover his head. So what do we see here about covering your head? It's only something, let's say we paskin like the person who doesn't cover his head yet. He says, I'm not married, I'm not going to cover my head. So what do we see? Is it a requirement? It's a requirement only once you get married. That means it's not a universal requirement. That would be the point here. And what would the kippah do for him? So, something that when he's married. So, that's one sugya that we see regarding covering your head. Next, another Gemara in Kedushin, source 2. Amar Rav Yitzchak, kol ha'aver avera b'seter kilu dochek rak l'shchina. If you commit an avera in private, what are you saying? Hashem's not really here. Only matters of people see. So therefore, it's like you're pushing away the Shechina's legs. I'm in the Shemayim. I sit, my chair is in the Shemayim, and my footrest is down on earth. So if you do something in secret, you're saying Hashem's not there, you're pushing away his feet. You should not walk 4 amot upright. Upright shows like a certain level of haughtiness, and that's inappropriate. Shinamar malocha la'aretz kavado, Hashem's everywhere. Rav Huna, b'rei Rav Yoshua, lo maski arba amot begiloy arosh. Rav Huna, b'rei Rav Yoshua, wouldn't walk 4 amot with his head uncovered. Amar, shchina l'mala miroshi, the shchina is above me. Therefore, I have to act respectfully. So again, we have a source of covering our heads. But this one, Rav Huna Radio Meshua, gives us the reason, because the Shechina is above us. Is the Shechina above everyone? Yes. Does this make it seem like a requirement? Or not?
It seems like it's just a particularly...
He's particularly from guy. Like, but that's not expected of everybody.
Like obviously everybody's supposed to have...
And that is going to be the main discussion that is going to inform all our other topics today. Which is it either a chiyuv l'chaso, meaning an obligation to cover your ear, or an iser l'galo, or a iser to be uncovered, or is it actually mutter, but maybe it's what we will call a midat chasidut, as in appropriate thing to do, but by no means obligatory or a violation of anything if you don't. Okay, so now we've seen two of the Gemaras. Next, third Gemara, Kedushin Laman Gimel. Ravina Hava Yativ Kamid Rabbi Yirmiyah Midifti. Ravina was sitting before Rabbi Yirmiyah Midifti. Chalafahu Gavra Balomasi Kreshe. This man walked by and his head was uncovered. Amar Kama Chatzif HaGavra. What a chutzpah of that man. He didn't cover his head out of respect for me and Rabbi Yirmiyah sitting here. Amar Lei Dilma Mimata Mechasyanu the Kisebe Rabbanan. Maybe he's from Mata Mechasyanu. Rabbis are common. What, if I have to cover my head around every rabbi, there's a dozen rabbis living on my block, I can't do that all the time. So maybe in a place where our rabbis aren't so common, I have to cover my head whenever I see a rabbi. And here, you know, they're not as careful to display honor to those others. But what do we see? An obligation to cover your head when? In front of Rabbanim. Okay, we're going to see a few different times where there might be more of a reason to cover your head than in general. But the minute I tell you that you have to do it b'fnei chachamim, what does it tell you that you don't have to do it?
When you're done.
Yeah, always, in general, meaning there's no full-time obligation to do it. Number four, the Gemara on Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud-Chet, lists all sorts of rabbis telling you why they felt that they were particularly worthy. This wasn't them bragging. This was them sharing the mitzvah they felt sensitive to, maybe to encourage you to be sensitive in that area too. So different rabbanim said different things. Oh, I'm careful, you know, to eat shalashudas. I'm careful not to speak lashon hara. Whatever different mitzvah they were sensitive to. So comes Rav Huna, Reader of Yeshua. Yes, the same person we saw already in Source 2. And he tells us, I'm Rav Huna, Reader of Yeshua. Teiti li, I get my reward, my schar. The lo sagina arba amot begiloy arush, because I never walk four amot without covering my head. Now, this is the second time we've seen him say this, but he also keeps using a certain language. He keeps saying hiluch dalet amot. Okay, what can I learn from the words hiluch dalet amot? Walking four amos. More than that, when don't you have to do it? Good. Okay? As in, if it's an obligation when you walk four amos, if you're going less than four amos, if you're only walking two amos, if you're sitting still, if you're sleeping, if you're lying down, if you're not doing that, then it wouldn't be required. Okay. Now, this lashon, teitili, and I told you, it's people telling you their great deeds. Do we say it about something that is obligatory or not? So Toson and Mechorot, Source 5, tells us, Oh, mighty Rabbeinu Tam Raya Mehi, the Perek Vachon Megillah, the Amar Abu Abar Ihi, Teiti Li, the Lo Abdi Shutfut and Mavli Kochavim. What's my schut? I never made a partnership with an idol worshiper. The Aser, is it forbidden or not? My Rebute, what's so great about that? It must be something that's technically mutter, but frowned upon. Right, I told you that one of the people in the Gemara in Shabbos told us what is great schus, that he was careful about shalosh sudos. It's things that either aren't technically obligatory, and this person is careful about anyway, or even if they are a requirement, because shalosh sudos is a requirement, but nonetheless, it's something that for some reason people aren't generally careful about, and he is careful about. But the pshat of the words of Teiti Li, the Toso tells us, is that Teiti Li means it's what we call a midat chasidut. It is an extra act of piety. It is not actually obligatory, so we can put Tosfos Bechorot explaining Shabbat Kuf Yud Chet squarely in the category that it's a Midat Chassidut. Source 6, another Gemara in Shabbos. From the story of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, we could see there's no Mazel Yisrael, meaning nothing is set by the stars. You can't tell me this person is destined to be a sinner. You could always work on it and daven, and you could do and you could be a tzaddik. So, what is the story with Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak? The imed of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Arila Kaldai, some astrologer, some future teller, told her, "Your son is destined to be a thief." So you know what she did? Brit Kanvo. Lo Shavak Kiluye Rishi. She made sure he never had his head uncovered. Amrale, she told him, Kase Rishakha, cover your head. Ki hefi tehava lecha imutla de shemayim. That way you will have Yira Shemayim. Ubay Rahman, she also davened a lot. Lo Hava Yadar my Kamrale. Never understood. Enough. You keep reminding me about my kippah. Buddy, where is kippah? One day he was sitting under this date tree. So, and his kippah fell off. He lifts up his eyes. He sees the tree, and all of a sudden he's so overcome with this urge to steal. His yetzer took over him. And he bit off a bunch. In other words, he had this inborn inclination to steal somehow. But he was able to overcome that with proper education. His mother made him wear a kippah and instilled in him Yira Shamayim, and she davened the power of the kippah. Okay. Without getting into that sugya and understanding what it means in Mazel Yisrael, what do we know about the idea of a kippah? What is it supposed to do?
Instill
Yira Shamayim in you. Does that sound like something that everybody needs? Only some people need? Everybody needs, right? You would tell me that everybody would need that, even somebody whose mother didn't hear from a fortune teller that her kid is going to be a thief. Agreed? Okay. So, we don't have a source here saying it's an obligation, but the value of it is at least universal, as opposed to something that you would say is about a Talmud Chacham. Fine. Source 7. The Gemara in Brachos goes through the Berachot HaShachar, right? We say them every morning. Yisharim tam nesach bimina. Shalos an isha. Vakei achivrim. Avish arumim. Zer yisra begura. So each of those Brachos is about a different part of your waking up in your day. So when you put your feet on the ground, you say Rokar etz alamayim. When you open your eyes, you say Vakei achivrim. When you get dressed, you say Avish arumim. When you put on your belt, you say Zer yisra begura. What do you say, Oter Yisrael B'Tifara? Source 7, Kippara Sudra Al Reshe. When you spread a shawl maybe on your head, when you cover your head, that's when you're supposed to say, Oter Yisrael B'Tifara. So apparently we have a bracha on covering our head. And it's a bracha that we're supposed to say every day. So apparently there's some kind of obligation to cover our head. So that's, again, first I'm giving you the sources that everybody's going to be working with. And these are the food for thought at the beginning, and we'll see what the poskim make of these sources. Gemara Brachos Nun Aleph, tell us a source 8, we're on the second side of the page now. Amar Bezeron Vergabao, Amar Lama Manitata, Asara Dvarim Nemru Koshal Bracha. 10 things were said with regard to Koshal Bracha. In order to, like the Bracha, the Kosh you would use Berkhan HaMazon for, maybe the Kapra Kiddush. You have to do all sorts of things, and one of them is ituf. You have to be wrapped. Now, it could be, you know, what this ituf is could be up to debate. Some of the Haredi poskim, I hate using that word because they're poskim for us too, but many have said that you fulfill this with a black hat. Okay, you're supposed to have a, put on, that's why you see a lot of people benching with, they put on their hat and jacket again. Okay, I'm sure you've seen that before, yes? Okay, getting nods. So one of those requirements is ituf. So what is this requirement of ituf for a bracha? What does it tell you that about the chiyuv of a kippah, that it's more important for a bracha? Birkat Hamazon. We'll add into this, and we'll see, it's going to be Good.
It's
a great kasha. Many, many, many poskim ask that kasha. Okay? Good. Maybe we'll cover that a little bit. Source 9. The Gemara Kedushin Daf Chet tells us, and again we saw this last time, that Rav Kahana was at a pigeon, he was the Kohen for a pigeon of Ben, and the pigeon of Ben, you have to give 5 selo in order to be pulled to the child. And what they used this piece of cloth. A piece of cloth was probably worth about 3, and he took it. So the Gemara tells us, Lo Amran Ela Kegon Rav Kahana, the Gavar Rabahu, Umibayle Sudre Areshe. Rav Kahana is a Talmud Chacham, and he needs a Sudar on his head. Therefore, for him, this cloth that would, for most people, would be worth 3, for him, this was worth 5. When you need a kippah, and somebody's offering you a kippah, you would overpay for it. So therefore, for him, it was worth enough, and this baby was nifta from the Kohen. What does that tell you about the chiyuv of kippah? And again, we can clearly put Kiddush and Nafet on the side. Who is it a chiyuv for? Talmid Chachamim. Specifically for Talmid Chachamim, not for regular people. We have 2 more sources. They're not Gemaras, but they are from what we call Masechto Ketanot. They usually appear in your Shas a little bit after the end of the Zikid. We have Masechet Kala, Masechet Sofrim. The Gemara tells us that certain Talmid Chachamim were such experts that they even knew Masechet Kala. That was as an example. So it's probably like a collection of Tanaitic statements that didn't quite make it into the Gemara. Okay, that's my best understanding of what they are. Okay, but they appear in our standard printed shasas. If you bought a set of shas, 6 volumes, 12, 16 volumes, it's there. Very small print, but it's there. Okay, so Masechet Ketano, Masechet Sofrim has the following halacha. Pocheach, somebody who is wearing shorts, hanirin karav, and you see his knees. O begadav perumim, or his clothes are torn. O misha rosho megule, or his head is uncovered. Pores al shema, that person can still say shema. V'yesh omrim, charav nirim, when you see his knees. O begadav perumim, or you see it, or his clothes are torn. Pores al shema, he can say shema. Aval berosho megule, Eino rashai lotzi haskara mipiv. With your head uncovered, you cannot possibly say Shema. It is inappropriate for you to be saying Shema Shem when your head is uncovered. Source 11. Second Tanum, the second Kala tells us the following fascinating story. We know that there are characteristics that Chazal like to view Jewish people. Vashanim, Omli Chasadim, Rahmanim. Care about people, and when we're not brazen, and we do chesed, those are characteristics of a Jew. And if somebody doesn't, then you suspect them of not being a Jew. So Masechet Tanna tells us, you don't merit az panim, if you're brazen, too proud, or you go to Gehenna. Or bosh panim, and if you're embarrassed, if, in other words, if you have the humility, the Gan Eden, you can go to heaven. Az panim, Rabbi Elazar omer mamzer. If you see somebody's az panim, assume he's a mamzer. Rav Yeshua Omer Ben Hanida, assume his parents didn't keep Paras and Mishpacha. Rav Yekiva Omer Mamzer Uben Hanida, both. And Pam Achara Yuzakin and Yoshe Mishar. The 3 of them were once sitting at a gate. V'avru Lifnem Shnei Tinokot, and 2 children walked by. Echad Kisad Rosho, one of them was wearing a kippah. V'echad Gilad Rosho, and one was not. Zeh Shekila Rosho, Rulez Omer Mamzer, Rabbi Shu Omer Ben Anida, Rabbi Kiv Omer, you're both right. He's a Mamzer and Ben Anida. Amru lo Rabbi Kiva, Heach Milcha, Libcha, Labor, Adibre Chavercha. Why, you're so sure that, you know, that it's both? Where'd you get this? Amru lo Zeh Ani, Akaimenu, I'll show you. So he decided to follow the kid home. Halach Eitzel Ima Shaltino, and he went and spoke to the mother of the child. She was selling something in the marketplace. If you answer my question, I'll bring it all to Pablo. She said, swear to me. No problem. Rabbi Akiva nishba b'svatav mevatel b'libo. So he sort of said it, but he didn't mean it. Amar lo. Okay, I don't understand all the story, but this is the important part. Benefa ze mativo. Tell me about this son of yours. Amar lo kishenechtasti l'chupa nidaiti. When we got married, I was a nida, so I couldn't possibly have been with my husband. And anyway, who perished from many bali, so because I was a nida, he couldn't be with me. So he went away, but I was in the mood, and I had relations with the groomsman. Bayali Benzen, I had this son. So what do we have? Himza Tinok, Mamzer, Uben Anida. Amru Gadol Yara Mikiva Shavovi Rabatov, Amta Shamru, Baruch Hashem, Okay, Sol Shekila Sola Rabikiva Yosef, he knew the secrets. Okay. All that was related to us. How? Because how did they reveal that this kid was of questionable lineage? He wasn't wearing a kippah. So it's like a sign of a problematic person that he wasn't wearing a kippah. Now we've seen the sources. Let's do one more medrash, and then we'll see the poskim. Vayikra Rabbah tells us the following. He sent a proclamation. Medina, amdu araglehem, they stand. Upar roshem, they take off their caps. They read it with fear and awe and trembling and sweat. Here's mine. Lo etrachti alechem, lo amarti alechem, shnei korin kriyat shema, lo omden alechem. I didn't say you have to read kriyat shema standing. V'lo korin rishem. I didn't say you have to uncover your head. Elo, mishiftecho beitecho, v'lechtecho b'derech, v'sham chokomecha. How do we read shema? We can read it sitting. We can read it standing. We can read it walking. We can read it lying down. Okay. Now what word in there was important? I didn't make you uncover your head. What does that tell you about covering your head for Shema? Or?
You don't have to not cover.
Okay, and what is the difference between these two young men?
Once you can be uncovered and once you can't.
Okay. One you're allowed to have it uncovered and one you're not. But what is the correct deal to make? I think it's. Okay, which is that I don't require you to uncover your head. What does that mean? You can uncover your head. You cannot uncover your head. It doesn't matter. Okay? That is Midrash Rabbah telling us that it is not necessarily a requirement to have your head covered for Shema. Now let us get into the posting. We're at Source 13, the Beis Yosef, Marachayim, Tzim, Tzadi Aleph. Majikadu Rabbeinu Mi'chasa Rosho, the Kobo, Sites of Arami Runenberg, She'eino Aser Lilech B'Gilei Arosh. There is no Iser to walk around with your head uncovered. It's not Aser. It doesn't belong in this category. Ki, Ma She'amru Shabbos Kuf Yud Chet. We saw that. That was source. Four. Ma She'amru Shabbos Kuf Yud Chet. Teiti li. Rotzel Omar, Shezomin al Chasidut. Rabbeinu Peretz Katav, Shiyesh Lemcho, Shelo Mikanes Bebeit HaKnesset. Okay? Don't go to shul with your head uncovered. But what would that mean that you can do? In general, be with your head uncovered. Further, Beis Yosef tells us, Rabbi Yeruchon Katav, Sha'asr liv barish begili arosh. You can't make a bracha with your head uncovered. Umasechet sofrim. That was what we saw in Source 10. It told us about Shema. Nira shehu machloket imotu livarech begili arosh ovim asr. Vekevan derabbeinu Yeruchon pasak iman asr hachinaktinan. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins. It is absolutely asr to say Shema with your head uncovered. Then, in the next in Dalet there, and he says, Chatim Truman and Deshen, Shekovim Hakluim Mikash, even a straw hat, straw kippah, it has holes. Chashim Kisoy LaRosh, Lipal Behem, Aval Hanachar Ayad Al Arosh, Lo Chashim Kisoy. But putting your hand on your head, that is not considered covering your head. Your head and your hand are one thing, so it can't be the covering for your hand. So your body can't cover itself. But mashma, ufidvar mashma, shem acher maniach yado al rosho shoseh chashiv shaker kisui. If your friend covers your head with his hand, that would indeed be a head covering. So here we have in the base Yosef, and this is how he paskins in the Shulchan Aruch as well, that some say it's usher to say Shem Hashem with your head uncovered, and some say not to go into a shul with your head uncovered, and he allows any material to be the kippah, but not your hand, but indeed someone else's hand can work as the kippah. Any questions so far? Good. Source 14. The Shulchan Aruch in the morning. Siman Bet. Asur lelech bekomas kufa. This is the language we saw in Source 2. You cannot walk upright. It's haughty. It's inappropriate. Velo yelech dalet amot bekilui arosh. And don't walk four amot with your head uncovered. What's the stira?
He said he's also good at she'ein asur. Nice ein asur.
Okay. What else? Let's first just understand the phrase here. Rav Avadja deals with how to understand the stira between the two. We'll get to that in Rav Avadja. But how do we understand this line?
Who says this?
Let's try it again. Asur lelech bekom askufa. Velo yelech dalet amot begilui arosh. Because what word does he use instead of usser?
Lo.
So one is usser. It is usser to do that. And it is usser to do X and don't do Y. The and don't do Y doesn't seem to be usser. So the pshat of Source 14 is telling you that it's not in the category of isser. But really, if it is anything, it would be in the category of mutter, possibly a midat chasidu, meaning don't do it. But I can tell you it's aser. So we would put here Shulchan Aruch bedvav. Correct? Good. The Maharsha is one of the strongest that we will see on the side of it being mutter at best, amida chasidu. Sheila, the misha roshio kave, yeshlo heter leshev lechol gilar rosh. His head hurts. He wants to take off his kippah. He wants to eat without his kippah. Tshuva, ein ani yodea iser levarech below kisui arosh. I don't know an iser even to make a bracha with your head uncovered. Maharai pashut lo she'aser v'askar v'ashem. But I saw Maharai who says it's aser. I don't know why. Now I've seen Masechet Sofer in Source 10. And I saw Rabbi Yerucham that we saw quoted in the Beis Yosef in Source 13. So Rabbi Yerucham says don't go into shul that way. Masechet Sofer says don't say Shema that way, or has machloket about Shema that way. I don't like disagreeing with those before me. If I don't have somebody to help me, you can make brachos with your head uncovered. Because we saw in Source 12 that Hashem said, I don't make you say Shema with your head uncovered, means that you can uncover your head. Mashma lahejet deleka iser b'priyarush. Ela shalo echmir alem. to me, it's strange to say there's any Isser. Ma'aseh shekvar horo le'Isser. Aval bazet mihani. Shenagu Isser b'pri ha'rosh af b'lo tefila. And now, so that's, and that's all about Shema. But in general, where'd they get that? Lo yadati mi'ayin zelahem. I don't know where they got this idea that you have to always have a kippah. Ki lo matzino Isser b'pri ha'rosh. Kim le'isha. It's a sugya regarding a woman uncovering her head. And I know you can tell me, oh, Shabbos Kuf Yud Chet says I never walked 4 amos. And it's dafka halicha dal amos, not less than that. Like all the other ones, and also kedushin lamid aleph that was source 2. Mashli dafka bekoma skufa hu aser. Aval gilui rosh imbo iser. Rather, Rav Huna was machmir on him, right? In source 2, it says, don't walk with koma skufa, and the Rav Huna tells you, I never walk 4 amos. So that doesn't mean it's aser, that means it's a nice thing that he does. And now we've gotten to the point that it's the opposite. The koma skufa ain't a nisharim. Nobody's careful about not walking around upright and haughty. Father Rabbi, Geim, Ashirim, Hochin, Tig, Aron, they're so proud of Gil Yarosh. Nizharim, and they're careful about covering their head. Lo machmat chasidu, not because, oh, I'm so proper, doing something extra. The sovereign, dat yehudit. What is dat yehudit? The Gemara refers to things as das Moshe. That's the rule that you have to do. And das yehudit, that's the community standard. Okay, this applies in many areas of halacha. One of the ones that everybody knows about it from is the halachos of tznius. As in, you have to cover your arms to a certain length by the rule, and probably a little bit further by the community standard. They're equally as enforceable in a community where that's the standard. In a community where there isn't the standard, you're not doing anything wrong as long as you have at least dat Moshe. So das Yehud, this is the community standard. So he's saying, they think the community standard is we all have to have a kippah. So they're all careful about whether you can keep up. They're okay being brazen. V'shamati al chacham echad k'she'el omein ayal omein gilei rosh. I heard of one time a chacham who would learn with his head uncovered. He said his head hurt. Nirvein ayin she'ein iser b'davar. There's no iser. Raf lo min chasidut. Mikom akom mitan al chacham yesh leizayar. He shouldn't do that. Me'achar sha'am tov symbolic olam pritzot. Because what do people think? People think you need to have the kippah on. And they see this Talmud Chacham learning. If they were to see this Talmud Chacham learning without his kippah, what would they think about wearing a kippah? It's not so important. Or this guy's doing kalah, pritzot, kilo over adat yehudit, he's not following halacha. Even in his own private study, he shouldn't do that. And he says, and now, avshavani agaleh et kalon ashkenazi. Let me tell you our deep, dark secret. Bivadai misha shotei yai nesek b'malon shel goyim, v'ochol dagim v'shol v'kelim shelahem. We have people who end up eating treif and non-kosher because they go to places without a hashkacha and they ask the person, is the pot only used for this item? Yes, yes, it's only used for the kosher fish. Yes, yes, it's only used for this and that. And because it's not true, they're really eating something that was cooked in treif kelim. They're really eating treif. They're really eating things they shouldn't be. But that person, we're not choshish that he's not from, in book and acharam, in book kibud, in buashir, v'takif, if he don't enter the shul, we'll give him shlishi. Umisha haya ocha v'shote v'hesher. But somebody is so careful about kashrus. Raksha haya v'gilu yarosh, but he doesn't wear a kippah. Hey, you tofsin l'tokin yatsman aklam. They would think that's the person who's not from. And that is backwards to him. But the Chacham Ein Rosho, you should know that people think it's important, so therefore don't do it. But because I know it's not a real chayuv, kom nira. We're on the third page now. Filu mi shiirtzah levarich rekananenin. Vuvalayla, if it's nighttime, and you don't, and you want, need to make a bracha, and you don't have, you can't find your kippah in the dark, kishirochet mambati, or you're in the bath, dialo b'masha mechaseh rosho, biyodav, with your own hand. Since it's not a real chiyuv, it's only midr chasidut, even your own hand is enough. Av shikol alachad yitik leser, the Bach that the Beis Yosef quoted says that it's usr, you need to use your own hand, you need to use somebody else. especially because it's only Midat Chassidut. So again, the strongest voice saying there's no such chiyuv. I don't know of any chiyuv even for brachos. I don't know where they're getting it from. There's no such chiyuv. Nice thing to do, but no such chiyuv. Strongest voice in that camp is the Maharshal. Let us go the other way. Source 16. Kitzur Pisgei Rush. Asur lelet al rama bekom skufa begilui arush. Instead of lo, like in the Shulchan Aruch, here we have asur. So that would seem to be in this one. Well, along comes the Birkei Yosef, who tells us. The Shulchan Aruch says asur lelet bekom skufa begilui yelech. We made that deal. There's a difference between asur and lo. And that's what we say in Kedushin Lamed Aleph, Source 2, Shabbos Kof Yud Chet, Source 4, Kain Chatava Kobo, that the Beis Yosef quoted in Source 14, I think that was, or 13. If you Maram Yosef, and so to the Maharshal that we just saw in Source 15. Mashachiach Harav Yad Aron. Yad Aron is a diet from this Pitzkei Rush that there is an Isser. Ein o kacha kol kach. No, you think the Kitzur Pitzkei Rush is saying Aser? No, the Milashon Aser Ein Raya. Because he sometimes uses the Lashon Aser. The Pitzkei Rush is not as careful as the Shulchan Aruch was regarding Aser and Lo. And he sometimes uses the word Aser on bad habits. For example, we have quite an Atav Yishen Tosu's when there's a famine, you shouldn't be having relations because it's inappropriate. So, is that a real isser, or is that maybe a very pious thing to do to refrain from having relations then? So, therefore, nonetheless, I can tell you it's midat chassidut, and as we prove from Shas, there's no isser. So, it is not actually usher. So, according to the Birkei Yosef, this actually belongs there. So, the pshat of the Kitzur Pisgei Rush is here, but his limud of it is there. Good. The Zohar, Source 18. Usher le lebali nefesh lemezel daladam and bilu the ratio. What's a bal nefesh? Like a tamu kacham, a gadol. He shouldn't walk with his head uncovered. So if it's only for another Gadol, so then the Zohar says it's not a niyuv on everybody. The Rambam tells us it's niyuv gadol and ohagin tamidei chachamim ba'atzman v'loyid bazer v'loyid galad roshan. Tamidei chachamim are known to be very tsanua. They don't walk around with their head uncovered. Also the more nevuchim, yet the similar lashon nimnayim mi'le galad roshan. So the Rambam is also in this group here. As it not being a chiyuv, but expected of Talmidei Chachamim, which means that for everybody else it's not an actual chiyuv, it's a midat chassidut. The Gra, Source 20, Klal Milta Ein Eser Klal Barosh Gula Leolam Rak Lefnei Gedolim Chen Beirat Tfila As Nachan Adavra Mitzad Musar Shari Yom Kedoshim Shom Lefnei Hashem Talmid. So there's no actual chiyuv to wear a kippah. You should wear one for davening or in front of Chachamim. And people who are always open to Bnei Hashem should do it, but everybody else, there's no actual chiyuv. Okay, seems simple. So how did we get to where we are now? Here comes the Taz, Source 21. The Taz tells us, nearly she yesh iser gamor, to walk around with your head uncovered. But mitam acher, for a different reason. Dahainu kevan shechoku achshav vein ha'akum she'osin kein tamid tekev sheyoshin porkin me'aleim ha'kovo. What do non-Jews do? They walk around with a top hat. In the Taz's time, you wear a hat outside. And what do? When you come inside, you take off the hat. Vim kein, that's what we call chukadakum. Zen nechlal v'chlal u'v'chol kotechem lo te'lecho. You cannot copy non-Jews. Like we saw in Masechet Shabbos, Source 6, that Kasi Rishka tells you about Yirat Shemayim. We call Makom, Mashkatav Rashal, the Dai, Kisa Yalarush, Vada David Bazaar Afasale Kukara Akum, Kemcha Mori Bazesh Atsalali Shivkular Rosh. The fact that when you do anything, you cover your head, even with your own hand, so you're showing, I am not being like a non-Jew who specifically uncovers his head. I'm covering my head, so that for that issue, covering your head with your hand is enough. But what does the Taz add into the mix that we didn't have until now? And now there is Chukat Akum. It's an Isser Gomor to be with your head uncovered, because who walks around with their head uncovered, or who comes inside and sits inside and eats inside or prays in their church with their head uncovered? That would be what Goyim do. So, the background to Chukat Akum, there's a whole siman in Yoredeya, Kufayin Chet. What? Anything a guy does is Chukat Akum? So in general, if you read that sugya, you get, if it's related to Avodah Zara, if it's something they do for no reason, or if it's something they do that's related to inappropriate behavior, licentiousness, fritzus. So we're going to see people who relate to this Taz with that issue. So is this Taz obligatory? Well, Source 22, the Shutmari Bruna, Maisa Beruvin, Shehalach Begilei Arosh B'Pnei Asara. They saw Reuven the Jew walking around with his head uncovered. Somebody gave him musar. Hey, where's your kippah? He didn't listen. So they put him in Chiren. So what question did they ask the Marim Bruno? And they write. Yes, they were right. Even though we saw Kiddushin Chet. I think that was source 9. Yeah, Kule Alma Lo Deng Kvedor, right? That was Rav Kahana specifically. He's an Adam Gadol, but not most people. And we saw Kol Kivdei Kol Tiyom Chedom Advet. That was source 4. Teitili. Hani Nili Liti Tudu Be'eret Yisrael Havu Vavu Mazgi Hachi. Anad Dairinan Beina Umot Ve'inu Azili Begila Arosh Chosh Kikuka De Goyim Ve'lo Minkar Ve'inan Elba Kisei Arosh Chosh Hashtek Over Adat Yudit. Now that we live amongst non-Jews, and the only way to tell who's Jewish and who's not is by whether or not they wear a kippah. Wearing a kippah is now dat yehudit. It's what we refer to as the community standard. And if you don't adhere to the community standard, you indeed deserve to be in chayram. And even the rabbi should act out as part of this chayram. But he adds in a final thing. Agav zeh amina dafka alicha. I mean specifically walking. Shiva begilei arosh like mepeid. I'm just sitting there. You could have your head uncovered because it's specifically regarding walking, possibly even just walking for amot. So kosher kein be yeshiva, just sitting is allowed. Finally, the Beis Yosef. Remember, we saw that we say Oter Yisrael b'Tifara on having your head uncovered. So the Beis Yosef tells us Kipara suja resha. Lema Oter Yisrael b'Tifara. When you put your head covering on, you say the bracha. V'nireh tam bracha zo. Why do we make a bracha Oter Yisrael b'Tifara? Lefisha aser lahalich begilei arosh. Because it is forbidden to walk with your head uncovered. Where do we learn that? From Kol Kitvei Kuf Yud Chet. Well, that was the sugya in source 4, which says Teitili. So you would at least agree to meet a chassidut. Am Yisrael is commanded to fear Hashem. And we wear kippahs to fear Hashem. And it's at least a good thing to wear a kippah. So, when we put on our kippah, what do? We make a bracha. So we have a bracha on putting our kippah in the morning. Oter Yisrael b'Tifara. Nowadays we say all the brachas as part of Berachas HaShachar. We don't do it while getting dressed. We don't put on our belt to make the bracha. We do it with the chazan. Well, here in Eretz Yisrael they start from Hogim. So you do it on your own and shul from a sitter. But originally, as the sugya reads, is you did each of these things when you got dressed. So you put on the kippah, chazal we're talking a bracha for putting on the kippah. Fine. Now let's ask some questions. Number one, how big does your kippah have to be? So, Igros Moshe, first siman, first tshuva, in all of Igros Moshe, in all the 7, 8, 9 volumes, some of them published posthumously, the first tshuva overall was this tshuva. Aleph, 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 First one. Okay. He said he saw a tshuva of Rav Shlomo Kluger. Rav Shlomo Kluger writes that one must cover their whole head. He was asked, can you wear a small kippah? And the person saw Rav Shlomo Kluger said you have to cover your whole head. What did Rav Shlomo Kluger write? We said that you have a walking Dalet Amos, you have to cover your head. So he says, if you walk less than Dalet Amos, you can cover part of your head. And if your head is completely uncovered, then you can't even walk at all. So walking 4 Amos, you need your head fully covered. Walking less than 4 Amos, you can have your head partially uncovered. But completely uncovered, you can't even walk less than 4 Amos. So Moshe Feinstein says, you need to wear a goat. It's moving. I don't understand it. Because what did we say you can do? If you're stuck, you can put your hand on your head. Okay. Some of us have bigger hands and smaller heads. But in general, anybody want to demonstrate? Put a hand on your head. How much of your head is covered? I don't hear. A bit of it. But not all of it. Okay? Majority? Okay, well. Now, what does Moshe Feinstein medayik from that halacha?
He has to say it from all sides.
Okay, we're about to get to that part. That's about how big it has to be. But how big doesn't it have to be?
Okay.
It definitely doesn't have to be everything. Correct? That's clear to him. And that's kimefurash. So clearly, Rishon Kluger is wrong, or he's at least a das yachid. So you can be choshesh him if you want. And he says, and when he says kulo, he probably means rubo ke kulo. Rove. So how much did we be? The maisa wrote to the after, the choshadar or some cougar, tzarkasot, rove. If you want to be choshish to him, you need a majority. Me, the dina, I don't think you have to be choshish to his thing. I think he's a das yachid. The berfratu rak be isa mina chasidot. It's not an actual chiyuv. It's mina chasidot. And therefore, how much do you have to do? You see a person, you should say, ah, he's wearing a kippah. You can make brachos like that. Many people don't think those people aren't are lax in mitzvah. No. If you look at a guy and you see he's wearing a kippah, he's a kippah wearer. You don't have to be like, well, this kippah is only 16 centimeters. And really, it could be 22 centimeters. No, that's not how it works. You look at a guy and you see he's wearing a kippah, that is wearing a kippah. Yes? Okay. Maybe we'll discuss that in a minute, because let's look at what Rav Avadya says. Rav Avadya, two different tshuvas, source 25. Halov shem kippah ktana, alfa pi shein mechassal mitzvah rosh, nikzolim mechashash lukotem. Since our reason for everybody having to wear it is that we saw the taz in source 21, so you are not doing chukat akum if you have a kippah in any size. They have their head completely uncovered. So even with a small kippah, your head is not that. And therefore, even a kippah ktana, nonetheless, when you go into a shul and you want to daven shmoneh esrei, you want to get an aliyah, ra'oy ma'od shekippah tiyeh gdola kishir shetichaseh rov harosh, it's very fitting. That should be enough to cover the majority of your head, sheruva kekulo, but that wouldn't be a chiyuv. In Yechavadas, source 26, he says, he cites just about everything that I said in the shir so far, just about every makor, kedarka bakodesh, and he goes through them line by line, and all the rishonim will go to them, and avronim will go to them. So he says, so there's no actual iser. And base Yosef, now we're going to get to the steer and shulchan aruch that Eddie pointed out. The Beis Yosef in Sadi 1 cites the Kovan name of the Rambam. The Beis Yosef in Membav says the reason we make Oter Yisov and Tifara is that it's Aser. So here we have that it's Aser, and there we have that it's not actually Aser. His conclusion is, despite all the different sugyas where we discussed it, Siman Bet, Siman Membav, Sikh Tzadi Aleph, is that it's Midah Chasidut rather than actual Chiyuv ben Iser. So too proved by the Shulchan Aruch in Bet, because we said that he started with Aser and then switched to Lo. And then the Taz tells you that it's Chukas Akum, So not every person not wearing a kippah is because of following the kukarakum. Yesh, mosim can be sibar achom, they get hot and sweaty, ayifut, they're tired, they're too tired, there's a thing on their head, lo shayf hazechok. Umi kol makom, nira shebekisoy arosh bizmanenu yesh tam yoter minida chasidut. Even more than the tas kukarakum, even more than chasidut, everybody bizmanazah has to wear a kippah. Who doesn't wear a kippah now? People don't keep the mitzvahs. How are you going to tell who's from? If he wears a kippah. It's now our symbol. Who's from? You wear a kippah. It's marid ayin to walk around without a kippah. Shachshadu leporek ol malchut shemayim alav. They'll think you're somebody who's not from. Ah, yes, there's some datiyim who come from chutz laaretz and where they're from. They didn't wear kippahs. Okay, they're a mute. Those people might be, you know, if they came from a place where it was dangerous for them to wear a kippah and they come and they're not used to wearing a kippah. Okay, most people, they're not wearing a kippah because they're not from. If they are wearing a kippah, they are from. And therefore, we don't come up with these surim, it does make sense. And therefore, why is this in our context of the size? We have for Shlomo Kluger and Moshe Feinstein, even that's enough. You have to be able to see it from all sides of the head. Hein ofanim, hein me'achor, whether you're standing in front of the person, whether you're standing behind them. V'lo kippah ktana shebekoshi afshar la'afkin ba. Not such a tiny one that you won't actually notice it's there. And the Shutzah HaKohen was asked about people who like to wear their kippah on the back of their head. And they said, should we not give them an aliyah? And he said, you could give them an aliyah. Maybe ask them to do it, but if they won't, you could still give them an aliyah. Nonetheless, I think one, even the back of the head is enough. Olam shah, again, Shema, Shmona Esrei, you should be a little bit more careful to wear a kippah that covers most of your head. So that regards the size. Yes?
How do they come to the conclusion that you have to see it from all sides? They just decide on
that. Okay, so I gave you ellipses, but it's a little bit that if the whole idea is to see that this person is somebody who's careful, so you have to be able to see it. And you're going to look at the person and see that he's one of those wearing a kippah. If you have to go up to the person and be like, come here one second. Can you bend over? Oh, okay, you're good. So that wouldn't make sense. The whole point is that you want to see that this person is somebody who has Yerushalmi. Okay. Ramosha Feinstein was asked, verse 27, can you remove your kippah for work? You want to get a job at a company where you can't wear your kippah. They're anti-Semites or something. Okay, so can you do that? And he answers, yes. Why? The person asked him he needs to get a job somewhere, and they told him he can't wear his kippah there. So shemil bashan kippah leikablu lavadasham, they won't give him the job. Nearly a daiti dem mutter. Why? Since it's only midah chasidut, and it's midah chasidut you have to do, but you can even probably technically say shem Hashem without it, as the Truma, Truman Hadeshin wrote. And even though Am Yisrael now does this, so it's Minach Yisrael. Everyone wears a kippah, you have to wear a kippah, Minach Yisrael Kodesh. But we have a rule. How much of your money do you have to give up to do a mitzvah?
All of it.
No. You have to give up all your money to not do an aver. But to do a mitzvah, I say, up to a fifth, possibly even up to a tenth, meaning even less. So, how can we say that for a mitzvah, like for tefillin, if you can't afford tefillin, because you don't have that much money, and you might have that much money, that would mean spending half your money on it, so you don't have to get tefillin. You don't have to buy matzahs. You don't have to do those things, because you can't afford it. So how could that be true for mitzvah and not be true for this minhag? And here, you're not going to get the job because of your kippah. So therefore, you are allowed to remove your kippah in order to get this job. But he's very careful to say, once you leave work, you have to put it back on. If you go anywhere else, if you're in private office, you should be Wearing your kippah, yes.
What about if you eat lunch at work and you can't have it all, so
if you eat lunch at work and?
Can't have it all, must eat, still at work.
So that's what he's saying, that technically that's okay.
You can eat without the kippah.
I wouldn't do that in general.
No,
if you, that person is able to even eat, even while eating.
So that's to be clear, you won't get the job.
Yeah, you can't just decide to not do it. They've done studies. I heard a story once of one guy who applied to 10 law firms, and he went to 5 of them with a kippah and 5 of them without, and the ones where he went with the kippah, he got like 1 job offer, the ones without, he got 5 job offers. Like, there's these stories that, you know, so it's still an issue.
What about how to feel that something might happen?
Where they're going to attack him?
Yeah, that's real reason.
There are people who won't wear them in court. They don't want to prejudice the case. They don't want to. So, again, because it's mina chasidut, there's room for it. But in general, 90 something percent of jobs, Baruch Hashem, in most places, that's not the case. And therefore, you know, it shouldn't be the default that people don't wear kippahs at work. Rav Moshe Feinstein was definitely not an advocate of that. He was matir, mishas kach, with this person in such a circumstance. Yes.
This isn't fully related now. There's also like hiding the like tzitzit in the same.
Put them inside. You don't have to wear your tzitzit out. I mean, whether you have to wear your tzitzit out in general is a discussion, but you could certainly rely on the shito that say you can wear them inside when wearing them out would be an issue in any way. Okay. Promotion Feinstein was asked, source 28. A guy goes to somewhere he shouldn't be going. He goes to a club. He goes to, you know, movie that he shouldn't be seeing. He goes somewhere he shouldn't be. Should he take off his kippah? Source 28. Rak nisa le'tiyotel ule movies hariru damar ha'aser ve'ech shayash yatiru lo la'sir kovol yom b'gili ha'rosh yosif orchei al cheto. How can we tell him take off your kippah? What? Because he does one thing wrong, he should do two things wrong. Taking off your kippah is a bad thing. You should be wearing your kippah. Okay, he calls that an iser. Removing your kippah when you shouldn't be removing your kippah is an iser. One guy, I can't help but have to go. But lo yishma shalom leleich and won't listen. Ulay tov sheyasir kol v'lo v'yalchil Hashem. Mishum shlo yadushu yadushim Hashem Torah. At least that way they won't know he's Jewish. He's just some guy who needs to go to do this terrible thing. He's svar gadol. There's thought there. Aval rak l'mechavin l'shem shemayim. Only if in doing so he's really mechavin l'shem shemayim. But came on Shirachok Lamar Sheisha Tokev Yitzrael, if somebody whose Yitzhar is so strong that he has to go to this thing, Yechav in the Shem Shemayim, he's going to have in mind, Havya Kamaratoba Med Rakhli Zalzova Odover. He's just going to be doing Zalzova of his kippah. Gambi Isser Gilei Arosh Lachain in Lahatirlo. Don't tell him to remove his kippah. He even has to remove his kippah. Maybe that'll at least keep him from doing too much bad when he's out there. That was Moshe Feinstein's answer. Source 29, I don't know if it ever happened to you, don't tell me if it did, but it once happened to me when I was a little kid, which was I davened after my hair was wet, so I didn't have my kippah on, and then I realized I davened, and I didn't have my kippah on. Do you repeat davening or not? Okay? So, Shut Igros Moshe, in Source 29, and nobody pointed it out to me, that was the stranger part, but okay. I was davening on my kippah. Do you repeat it? So Igros Moshe says, yes. Davar Echad Shebalu B'Shogi B'Gilei Arosh. You have to do it. Why? Isser Gomer Humi Doraita Libalu B'Gilei Arosh. What's the Isser Doraita to daven your head uncovered? No, what's the Isser? The Isser is Chukarakum. Since Chukarakum, we said, was that they take them off. They specifically take them off in church. In other words, when they go pray, they come to church in their hat and they remove them. So they're specifically praying with their hat off. If you're going to go daven with your hat, v'shaz divrei tfilotam u'chok la'akum, sh'an aved lanu v'lam mamash li'paral v'gilei arosh, v'hapu shanis v'bein kanesu lo kisei arosh, sh'im tein tfilato to'eva, so your tfil is an abomination, tzarek l'akso li'paral, you have to daven again. On the other hand, Shlomo Zalman, it's recorded in Alif Shlomo, source 30. Birecho et palo v'shogei v'gilei arosh. You don't have to do it again. We just saw Moshe's tshuva that says you do. Since we have differing explanations as what could be the reason why you need to wear a kippah. Is it really mutter and it's min chasidut? Is it chukarakum? Is it das yehudis? Is it minag yisrael? It's not clear. So therefore, since it might not actually be a chiyah, we have a suffix. So therefore, if you dive into that kippah, you don't actually repeat your tefillah. Finally, the last source regarding women. People always ask, why don't women have to wear a kippah? Well, let's start with, is that true? So, should you be a omer? Source 31, Rav Vadia. Again, a very long tshuva going through all the sources. Unmarried women walk around with their head uncovered, even if they're from as can be. They dive in that way. Long Torah, what they say when they go to school, they don't make them cover their head. The lo kisoy rosh klal. The lo shemar v'alam shech miroz. I never heard anyone be machmer on this. Don't stop them. Don't be imbochem. But that is the psak, and therefore ein bazech zilzul chasashon levarich lamar dvar mishkedusha that mipalav gilui arush. He says, he quotes some sources that says they probably should when they're davening, when they're learning, but that's mina chasidut umitzad ha musa. Even for girls, maybe they should be covering their head while learning Torah or davening. So, but really, technically, the halacha is not. And let's go to the bottom where he says, I asked Rabbi Yashiv, Iskimi Mishi Shlakel, Nachrik Shekin Pashad Hamina Gamitz Lebanon Acharedo Lidvar Hashem. That is the minhag that they don't need to cover their hair until they're married. Komakom Nira Lish, like Kolapachod, it's Village Shmana Esra, Yasimu Kisoil Roshan, they should. Let's say today, Chovan Rambam Matur Shulchan Aruch. That is the pshat of the sugya according to Rambam Matur Shulchan Aruch. Chaim Roish Yachmiru Latzman Bezev Rukin Amazon. Because what's the source of covering our hair? We know that in the Sota it says uncover her hair, so we know her hair has to be covered when she's married. And we know a Gemara in Kiddushin tells us that if you're not sure whether somebody was a Petulim when they got married and you have Edut that she had her hair uncovered in a certain way on her wedding day, so we know she was a betula. So wait, she had her hair, if having her hair uncovered is a sign she's a betula. So somebody said, no. The Rav Vadia in the thing, I mean, I didn't give you so much of it. He says, no, she had her hair uncovered because they wouldn't cover her that day. But in general, they had their hairs covered. That could be the pshat of the sugya, meaning there's no proof either way in that sugya. So here we have the Rambam, the Torah Shulchan Aruch, thought that the pshat of the sugya is they should cover their hair. But we know, look around, from the single girls you know, don't look at them too much, but they don't have their hair covered, and they don't daven and learn that way. So Rav Vadia says, maybe they should learn that way, but really, technically, it's fine, don't be mocha, because that is the minhag of Yisrael, so women don't. Why don't women don't? Maybe this need to, could be the, girls are more advantaged in this way. We have a need to cover our head for the year of Shemayim. Maybe they have that. I mean, these are all svaras for why the minhag of all these things, the minhag chasidut that we have, or the chukar akum. So since it's chukar akum for men to walk around hats, the women didn't necessarily, or didn't remove them when they went inside. They might have left their hat on. So all those issues come into play to say that it was specifically about men. But again, because of the nature of what the chiyuv kippah was in the first place, it's specifically on men, not on women. Any other questions? Oh yes, the material. So, we saw that your hand works, we saw that your kippah works, so anything works. Your kippah sruga works, your velvet kippah works, they all work. So, for the most part, those are to join you to a certain sibur. That's not a halachic consideration. Some want to explain that there's a... We said that you need ituf for certain brachas, certain tefillah, so maybe the velvet yarmulke has these two layers in it, so maybe the two layers are fulfilling something. Some explain that way, but we have Rashi Yeshiva here who wear a kippah sruga, so we're fairly certain that it's okay if you wear a kippah sruga. don't. We're happy when people wear a kippah, so we try not to besmirch anybody who wears, to disparage anybody who wears any kind of kippah. Okay? Any questions?
Is that a food considered?
So, it's sort of a hashgacha question. Since we said that the whole idea is that I see you and I know that you're one of those people who's very Dvar Hashem, like Rav Avadya writes, so with the hood, you wouldn't know that. But if it's because of Chukarakum and they Davka have their head uncovered, and you're Davka having your head covered, which we said even your hand would work for that, so then even the hood would work for that. You're showing that I'm a Davka not leaving my head uncovered. So for certain things, the hood counts as a covering. You're in the middle of the night, so the Bach says, you know, spread your sleeve over your head or your sheet because you can't find your kippah and you wanna eat something, drink something. So so your hood would definitely work in terms of that. So when you ask me, does the hood work? I can tell you it doesn't work for most of the issues. For wanting to be seen as a person who's wearing a kippah, the hood doesn't work. That being said, I wouldn't judge somebody, especially somewhere where it's dangerous. Right? People all over the world are wearing baseball caps instead of, you know, just caps. Because walking around with a kippah makes you a target. They're tzaddikim. Don't let anything I said in the shir diminish the mesiras nefesh of people to walk around with their head covered in any way. Any other questions? What? The fabric would work.
It could be any fabric,
yeah.
What about the bucket tissue on the head?
Yeah, it's not great. but it's better than nothing. Anyone else? Shkoyach.